Jacobs, in an interview with Spectrum News, made an analogy between Buffalo mayoral candidate India Walton and former KKK leader David Duke. Jacobs was asked whether he would endorse Walton over four-term incumbent Mayor Byron Brown, who lost the June primary to Walton. Brown and Walton are both African American. Jacobs answered that as party chair, he does not feel he has to endorse Walton, who also identifies as a socialist. And he compared the situation to a party chair not endorsing David Duke, if Duke were to hypothetically win a primary in a Democratic mayoral race in a city in New York. Jacobs said he did not consider Walton to be in the same category as the KKK leader, but his remarks drew condemnation from many Democratic leaders in the state, including U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Governor Hochul.
What Jay Jacobs did was wrong. It was very disturbing, clearly unacceptable, and it was hurtful. India Walton did not deserve that.
Jacobs, after an initial statement defending his remarks, issued an apology. Some Democrats say the party chair should resign. Hochul, for now, is not calling on Jacobs to exit.
He has apologized, and I'm willing to just assess the situation going forward.
On October 4th, Jacobs held a press conference asking potential political rivals to Hochul to stand down and let the new governor have a chance to become established before announcing a primary challenge to her. Hochul, a Buffalo native, says she does not intend to endorse a candidate for the mayoral race. Hochul's an ally of the current mayor, who's running a write-in campaign.
My position is I will support whoever emerges from that election, and they'll consider me a strong partner because I need them to be successful.
Hochul then abruptly ended her question and answer session with reporters.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you coming out today.
Senator Schumer, who called Jacobs' remarks outrageous and unacceptable, is also not weighing in on whether Walton or Brown would be the better mayor. Schumer was asked about it during an appearance near Albany on Monday.
Today's a day to talk about what's going on in Washington. It's not a day for politics. It's not a day for politics. I'm talking about what's going on in Washington. Other questions?
The controversy comes as a new Siena College poll finds Hochul leading any potential opponents by double digits, and she is viewed favorably by 42% of New Yorkers, though around one-third still don't know enough about her to have an opinion. Voters remain divided, though, on whether Hochul, who has been in office for less than 2 months, is doing a good job handling the pandemic and the spate of natural disasters that have hit the state recently. And the majority do not believe she is doing a good job strengthening the economy or cleaning up corruption in state government. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.